Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas. This episode is on E equals MC squared. E equals MC squared is a nice, straightforward formula. Indeed, the energy mass equivalence concept that underlies it is pretty straightforward, too. So part of its popularity as the world's most famous physics formula is that everyone kind of gets it. Energy equals mass times a constant. Okay, a constant squared, but that is still a constant. But why is that constant a velocity, and why is it squared? So imagine a spherical flashlight that emits radiation equally in all directions. Switch it on to produce a flash of light, then you know it has lost energy in the event. So straight away, you have an equation. The energy now equals the energy then, minus the energy that was lost in the flash. Great work, that is an equation, but it's an equation that just states the bleeding obvious. To make a real breakthrough, you need to find a new perspective on the situation, ideally one that tells you something new and fundamental about the universe. Einstein did this by applying the principles arising from his work on special relativity. So imagine you're an observer that flies past the spherical flashlight at speed just as it turns on. Relative to your frame of reference, the flashlight is now moving, therefore it has kinetic energy, which is Ke equals 1/2 mv squared. After it emits the flash, which carries away energy E, the flashlight's remaining energy will be Ke minus E. But you also notice that since the flashlight is moving, its energy has changed due to the Doppler effect. So while you're approaching the flashlight, it's blue-shifted, more energy, and while you're receding from it, it's red-shifted, less energy. This is just classical physics at work, but Einstein added another layer on this, called the relativistic Doppler effect, where not only has the frequency of light changed due to relative motion, but time dilation and length contraction effects are also in play. So a more correct representation of the energy the flashlight lost in the flash is to overlay a Lorentz transformation that accounts for observational changes occurring across two frames of reference in relative motion to each other. Remember, you're dealing with a relativistic Doppler effect, so the change in energy is about whether you are approaching or receding from the flashlight when you measure the energy of the flash, that is E, which you'll need to adjust with a Lorentz transformation, which in this case is 1 plus V squared on 2 times C squared. So by reconfiguring the context of the flashlight, releasing energy within a situation containing kinetic energy and relative velocities, you get a formula that includes mass as a component of kinetic energy, and the constant C squared as an outcome of applying a Lorentz transformation to account for measurements being made between different frames of reference moving at different velocities. If you then write out the fairly long equation of the changed energy observed from the relative motion of the observer, and then cancel out all the things that can be canceled out, which is mostly all the V's, since the velocity of motion never changes, then all you are left with is E equals MC squared. This was mostly stated in Einstein's special relativity paper on the electrodynamics of moving bodies in September 1905, and more specifically stated in another 1905 paper, Does the Inertia of a Body Depend Upon Its Energy Content?, which specifically explained how mass-energy equivalence must exist even without calling upon the relative motion perspective to prove it through algebra. Energy-mass equivalence is often illustrated by a nuclear bomb blast, as though that represents what happens when you release the energy that is normally frozen within mass. But really, the energy and potential explosiveness of nuclear fission is more about releasing the binding energies that hold very large atoms together so they fall apart into smaller atoms. In that process, you don't really lose any matter. You pretty much still have the same collection of protons and neutrons that you started with. You just release a huge amount of heat that was formerly the nuclear binding energies that held those particles together, and added mass to the very large atoms those particles formed. So if you explode an atomic weapon within an invulnerable sealed box, the mass of the box doesn't change at all. But if you open a window in that box and allow electromagnetic radiation to escape, then the mass of the box will decrease. This is an important thought experiment to remind you that not only does mass have energy, but energy has mass.